All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, this one is one that we started less than a year ago, actually, probably about 6 months ago, and it was a major shift in our business and for the better. Not an easy one, as we'll get into in a little bit, but I think this is a major shift, and I think this is the way a lot of businesses in general have gone, and I think dental practices are going to follow over the next few years for sure. But we were definitely, I think, one of the first that we know about to do this, but it is here to stay.
So if you have not been with us before, we call Tuesdays in our practices Toolbox Tuesdays, and they are the theme of our huddles. For all of our offices, we pick one tool in our resource kit to make sure that all of our team members are on the same page with. We literally have hundreds in our library, so it's difficult sometimes to remember all the resources we have available. So we pick one and focus in on that. And this one was actually a request that we've had. If you were on our newsletter list, we also did a full newsletter about this. That is how to have credit card fees instead of it being a merchant fee, but how to have your credit card fees paid by your patients who are paying by credit cards. So this one is a hot take, it's for sure. And when we were starting this process, this was a year and a half, I believe, in the making when we started looking at how high our credit card fees are. I don't know any of you looking at your P&Ls, but number one, our merchant fees. When I tell people what we had negotiated, they thought I was lying because I had negotiated them down just about as low as you could possibly go with our vendors. Even with that, we were looking at 1.5 to 2% of our revenue were in merchant fees for the year. So that was enough to raise some eyebrows. And when Sten and I were doing financial planning, actually look at how much that was contributing to our overall expenses on our budget sheets for the year.
Yeah, and
So
this is one thing too. Just real quick on the P&L. This was not a gradient. Like, this will kind of even itself out over the next year or so. This was one P&L to the next, like that. And that was, we recouped 1.5 to 2% virtually overnight.
So, if that's not enough to get your attention, we're talking about a significant impact here to finances. And a lot of people don't actually have these fees broken out. They are just grouped into your processing fees, dental claim processing fees. So, really look at what you're actually paying for those individual fees because you might have an opportunity to regroup some of that. So, we were looking for, like I said, about a year and a half because we wanted to find a system that would calculate this out for us and to show this to patients in black and white. This was what your charge was for the day. This is what the credit card processing fee is. This is the total. We did not want to rely on our team to calculate this out. Nothing against our team or anybody else's, but the more elements you have of that that require humans to do the work, the more opportunity you have for errors. And we also did not want to have our team have to have that financial conversation with a patient again at every check-in. We wanted it to be right there on the kiosk when they were making their credit card payment. They could see it in black and white. Now, you have to tell people this. You can't just hide a fee somewhere. It's on our treatment presentation for our patients, showing them that if you choose to pay by credit card, there is a 3% processing fee. Now, we accept check payments. We have third-party financing companies that we work with, so they have other options. And I'll tell you the biggest thing that also came to play with this, I have never seen so many check payments made in these practices in the history of these practices. We had to buy another check scanner because we killed the one that we had because magically everyone has checks again.
Yeah, and on the kind of the outline, the way it is too, one of the biggest hurdles we had was finding a vendor that would actually take the credit card fee and take it directly to themselves, or directly the credit card processing company. We did not want this money to go into our bank account and then out of our bank account. This needs to go straight to them. We cannot have the patient see, or we don't want to have any part of it where there's any money changing hands about the credit card fee. It is not our money. We are not taking it. We didn't want this to be a net zero on our P&L, meaning that it went in, then it went straight back out. We just did not want to exist at all on our P&L. And we did not want to exist in the minds of the patient that there was any funny business potentially happening where we're charging 3%, but we're only paying 1.5%, or whatever people might think. This is clear, crystal clear. This is 3% going directly to the credit card processing company, period.
Yeah, so the scripting around this is exactly that. This is a transaction fee assessed by our credit card company for credit card transactions. You can pay by check if you would like to avoid that fee. So, and that is literally what it is. And they can see it all broken down for them. Now, do we have patients who have a problem with this? Of course we do. There's always going to be some people who are super feisty about it, but we've seen this everywhere, right? You've seen this in small businesses that you've gone into. You've seen this when you've tried to make check payments online, something else to look at, with your own vendors. I know with our labs or with our accountants or marketing company, if you choose to pay by credit card, there is a fee assessed to that. So maybe take a look at that with your vendors also. But this is not a new concept by any stretch of the imagination. We've had a couple people who have really become feisty about it and they storm out. That again is not the norm. They are storming out to go get a check that's sitting in the console of their car. I mean, I don't think we've had anyone that has walked out and refused to do treatment because there was going to be the 3% assess that we told them about at the time of scheduling. We did have a patient who was getting really feisty about it. It's just a case study story that we had come up a few months back. And we told her that she could pay by check. And she said that check payments were only for old people. And so I was joking with our leadership team. I said, don't say this, but just joking. Well, I guess that the price of being yen then is 3%. If you really don't have any checks, this option, we now have Apple Pay. Like, there's so many options that you have with this new terminal. You can't not make the decision that you know is going to be best for your business as a whole because of those couple of outlier patients that are going to cause a stink about it. And that's the way that we also talked with our team about this. Like, hey, there's going to be a couple that cause a stink. The vast majority of people are going to be just fine with it. So don't let the couple that are going to be the outliers make you afraid for every interaction that's coming forward, and you know how to respond to them.
And I think a part of this comes from the fact that we are explaining it. We are not hiding it. We are putting it on the treatment plan. We are talking about it. We're not trying to pull any wool over anyone's eyes. This is what it is. We're very clear about it. This is very, very common in just about every transaction that we're doing these days. And I think this really started to, become more common in the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know if it was COVID or what it was, but a lot of people, when you go and you buy something, it's not as clear. They're not explaining it as well. It's just there, and people kind of take it for granted. And so we thought about doing that method too. That didn't really feel right to us. But what I think people need to realize is that, just because we're explaining what the charge is, doesn't mean it's also not being charged almost everywhere else they're paying for something. And it really is. It really is. We're just being a little bit more in front of it. There is an argument to say maybe we shouldn't be as upfront about it and as open with it. I don't know that that's really the case. I want to make sure people understand it, but they need to understand that this is probably the most common way to handle credit card fees these days in just about every industry. Dentistry is not one of them yet. It will be, but it's not one of them yet. And I can almost guarantee you in the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be commonplace.
Well, yeah, it's all about packaging. Just the, the companies that they offer free shipping, they're not offering free shipping. It's built in. Or when you have free grocery pickup, have you looked at the pickup prices when you order online versus what you pay in store? It's not free pickup, right? It's being built in somewhere else. And, Sten and I, as business owners, we're constantly looking at our P&Ls and our budget sheet on a monthly basis, sometimes on a bi-monthly basis. We don't just do an annual review of these things. And this is something that we also go over with our private clients of looking for opportunities to decrease your overhead expenses. We all know that costs are higher, than they ever have been. People are demanding higher wages because of cost of living increases. And some of the things you are stuck with from a cost standpoint, you're going to have fixed costs for your mortgage payments, your loan payments, unless you're looking to refinance. That probably isn't the best time for that right now, but there's some things, if dental supplies, if your filling materials go up, sure, you can look for another vendor, but if it's $100 more than it was last year, you're stuck with $100 more than it was last year for some of those supplies. So looking for opportunities where we can save costs that do have a big impact overall. And again, this is the way that business is going. Yes, you might have to have some scripting around it. Yes, there might be a couple of objections from your team, but you can get through it. And we have been through it, over the last couple of months, and we have seen success with it. And there are a lot of people who like the new platform and they like all the pretty scanners that we have and the printout for the receipts. The things that people are excited about are funny sometimes. It's not all a bad change.
No, it's not all a bad change. And I think what this gets down to too is we were scared when we decided to do this.
Oh, of
But
course. Yeah.
when we saw the financial impact that it was going to have and how fast that was going to happen, we knew we had no choice. And there's a number of things that I can think of, even off the top of my head right now, over the course of our career that scares the hell out of you to make that change, but you know you have to do it for the health of your business, for the health of your well-being, for the income of yourself, your doctors, your executive team, your team members, whatever it is, or your patients, the outcomes for your patients. You know you have to make these decisions. They're hard. There's going to be some stressful situations. There's going to be some hard conversations. There's going to be some animosity between some people, but you know you have to do it. And I think this was one of those situations we knew we had to do it after seeing that 1.5 to 2% on the P&L that would make that change. It wasn't a matter of do we do this or not. It was how do we make this happen as quickly, efficiently, and as painlessly as possible. And I think making those decisions for your business are really, really important, or for your career. Is really, really important to have the backbone and have the courage to just do that. And whether it's rip off the band-aid or however you want to, go about doing it, but it needs to get done.
And it starts with our partner doctors. You know, when we want to make sure that they're on the same page with these things before we roll it out, we always review these things with our partner doctors so that, you know, they shouldn't just learn about it in a team meeting for the first time or over Slack. And we lead with like, hey, we have a financial responsibility to them as well. This is their equity. This is, you know, affecting their distributions. And if we're not making these decisions that are going to benefit everyone as a whole, they're going to come back questions. Well, why did you let this go on this long? Like, that's part of why I'm part of this group. And so phrasing it that way and getting them to see the other side of it, then all of a sudden they're on board with that too. You know, so if there is a question, they're prepared to answer it, but no, this is what we need to do for the business as a whole.
And they don't want to make that decision. They don't want to have those hard conversations, and they shouldn't as doctors. Having those conversations is unproductive. It's not getting them to their goal. We need to have the team member the support, and we need to make those hard decisions for them and have the training for the team members so they can handle those patient confrontations or those patient conversations without the doctor involved.
Absolutely. So this one, it can be tough, don't get me wrong, but listen, you can get through it and you will literally see the return on that investment of time within the first month. 100%. Absolutely. So if you want some help with implementing a system like this, please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to us through our email at connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We also have our website, pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we are on all of the social media platforms if you are interested in becoming a private client, and we can help guide you through updating processes like this and how to train your team and your doctors to all be on board rowing in the same direction.
All right.
We will be back next week for the Toolbox Tuesday. Everybody have a great week.
Bye.